This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start off in Russia. Well, you know.
Slash Ukraine.
Yeah. You know this is not going to be a good story. Anyway, we start off well. We start off, you know, and end up in good news. Okay, so, yes, with the imminent potential possible, who knows what's happening with Ukraine, a US official has warned that the Russians most likely have a list of people that they would be tracking down in the event of occupying parts or all of Ukraine. And the amongst those would be, of course, members of the Rainbow community. As people we well know, reported many times on this show, Russia, of course, has very archaic attitudes and laws regarding LGBTIQ rights. And so this White House official has warned that, amongst others, journalists, anti-corruption activists, that ethnic minorities, there would also be most likely a crackdown of LGBTI persons, particularly any activists.
And the White House has actually said they're quite startled at how formalised these lists are. So this is a very organised approach.
Yes. So, and as they quote, one of this particular advisor said, Jake Sullivan said on NBC, that this will be, quote, a war waged by Russia on the Ukrainian people to repress them, to crush them, to harm them. And that is what he's trying to lay out in detail to his report to the UN.
We have mentioned previously on the show some of the comments coming out of Ukraine's LGBT community, quite defiant, and even the director of Kiev Pride has said that the community is willing to step forward against the aggression. So they're willing to fight in order to, because they really do fear a significant regression in LGBT rights, which have been hard fought in Ukraine itself. Wish we had some good news about that section of the world, but we'll have to stay tuned on that one.
Yes, exactly.
Now, across to Hong Kong / Mexico. Not quite next door neighbours, but Hong Kong, which has been slated to run the next Gay Games was actually going to be this year, November this year, and of course COVID got in the way, so they pre-programmed it for November next year. But now the announcement has come through that they're going to co-host the next Gay Games with Guadalajara, Mexico. The two cities will be making this a global multi-sport event, their press release says, ensuring it remains inclusive. They also talk in there about this being not only the first Gay Games in Asia, but the first time in Latin America. They're selling all these positives, but I can't help but read between the lines that it's not all good news. I mean, I've been to a few Gay Games, so you're not going to get that single community that you get when you have an opening ceremony or close. Like,
no, I'm trying to imagine,
be split in two countries.
I'm trying to imagine what the T-shirt design is going to be like.
the mascot
will be half dragon, half what's an
tequila.
Animal?
Tequila,
half a cactus. The hat will be interesting as well.
Guadalajara is not a bad choice. They have bid a few times and they've got to the finalist stage but haven't been successful. But they're kind of going to split the sports across the two countries, more of them in Mexico than Hong Kong. So while Hong Kong is the host country, there's more sports outside of it. Couple of things in play here to my mind. One is that Hong Kong has had very tight COVID restrictions. Yeah. So I'm sure they're thinking this could be a problem getting people in and out of the country.
Plan B.
The other thing is the role of China. The influence on democracy in Hong Kong and the crackdown on dissidents, and if you're bringing in a whole lot of, let's say, very
outgoing,
forthright, outgoing LGBTI people, is that something that perhaps they're not as excited about anymore under the new regime? Because this was aborted many years ago.
I mean, there's been lately in China, there've been a suppression of LGBT organizations.
Full stop. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You'd wonder how many people, particularly I imagine North Canadians and Americans, would be willing, you know, when they could go to Mexico, how many would be willing to go across to Hong Kong. This could be problematic. Interesting to see what happens.
Speaking of Americans.
Yes, in the USA. So if you were looking at a really shock headline, the percentage of LGBTIQ people in the USA has doubled in the last 10 years.
Wow, the recruitment drive is working.
The gay agenda is working. Do tell. I'll go into a little bit of detail. So that's the grabbing headline. So the poll results came out last week, and a record 7.1% of American adults identified as LGBTIQ, jumping from 3.5% in 2012. So there's different gradients in if you look at different generations. So the most increase is in now so-called Generation Z, which goes up to people... So
the young'uns, under 18s, I think they
Yes, that's right. Yep. So that goes up to 21%. But if you look at baby boomers and what this so-called traditional is, it's all below 10%. 4.2% of Generation X adults, which if I hazard a guess, it's what the three of us in this room are part of. Baby boomers, 2.6%. So it's really, you know, the attitude is probably a reflection of the changing attitude toward gender definition and
the willingness and to willingness be open about
as well. You know, we always grew up with a 10% sort of figure, wasn't it?
It's people being more open and being more willing to be non-gender conforming.
One of these things to read beyond the headlines. Yes. But in brief, Israel's health ministry has formally banned LGBTQ conversion therapy.
And back to Mexico. Mexico's issued its first birth certificate with non-binary gender marker.
And in Scotland, trans people can self-identify in the census following a landmark court ruling.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.